Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Here in North Texas, many in the Iranian-American community see this destruction of Iran's nuclear facilities as a good sign.
For nearly four decades, Iranian Americans have witnessed the culture of the Ayatollahs take their homeland down a repressive path. So many view the weekend attacks as a hopeful sign, even though contacting loved ones is a challenge.
We are worried here for people because the internet is, you know, shut down right now. It's hard to get in touch with people. The price of goods, you know, has gone up in the past week.
As chair of the Iranian American Community of North Texas, Homira Hassami would not object to seeing the regime of Ayatollah Khomeini fall, but he believes it will have to come internally, the work of the Iranians themselves. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Late last night, Governor Greg Abbott vetoes Senate Bill 3. That is the legislation that would have made consumable hemp products with THC illegal in Texas. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on this surprising decision from Austin.
Governor Abbott took to social media late Sunday to say he vetoed Senate Bill 3 because it had a flaw in it, adding that he put it on a special session call to fix it. So what that means is, at least temporarily, the ban on THC products passed by the state legislature will not become law. A big moment of celebration for the cannabis industry. Heather Fazio's with the Texas Cannabis Policy Center.
We are so grateful that Governor Abbott has stood for freedom and free markets, that we are going to seriously consider reasonable regulations for hemp products rather than prohibition.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has said he's not happy about the veto. He has scheduled a press conference for later today. The governor also announces a special session. It will begin Monday, July 21st, along with an initial list of agenda items.
It may only be Monday, but holiday travel plans are in the works for millions. AAA spokesperson Daniel Armbruster says 5.7 million Texans will be traveling at least 50 miles from home for 4th of July.
So our forecast runs June 28th to July 6th. So we're looking at Saturday to the following Sunday.
Nationwide, more than 72 million are expected to travel for the holiday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
North Texas lawmakers are sharply divided over President Trump's airstrike on Iranian nuclear facilities. Supporters like Congressman Keith Self and Governor Abbott frame the strikes as a necessary part of national defense. In contrast, Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett criticizes the president for bypassing Congress. Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez floats the prospect of impeaching President Trump for striking Iran without explicit authorization from Congress. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls on China to prevent Iran from closing the Strait of Hormuz. This as Iran's state-run TV reports that their parliament has approved a plan to close the strait.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
From wake up to what's up, in 20 minutes, our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly. On DFW's only all-news morning show, it's 7:22.
It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
You're listening to live team coverage of breaking news, the new conflict in the Middle East, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And appearing with Bernie Sanders on the Fighting Oligarchy Tour at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth last night, Democratic Congressman Greg Kassar from Austin made his position on the strikes in Iran clear.
It is illegal for Donald Trump to drag us into another endless war. Congress must vote right now on a war powers resolution to make clear that no president can send us into another war in the Middle East.
And he adds the president cannot go to war without a vote of Congress.
And Bernie Sanders had this to say during the tour stop.
We need to go on the offense and offer an alternative for this country as to where we want America to go.
The senator is visiting Republican-held districts to spotlight what he calls a growing threat of authoritarianism and corporate influence in government.
It is 7:23, and the Ten Commandments are at the center of the latest legal battle over religious liberty in Texas. Governor Abbott signing Senate Bill 10, requiring that they be posted in every public school classroom. Abbott says unlike the law in Louisiana that was blocked by the courts, this one will survive.
I defended the Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds. We went to the Supreme Court and won. We will win on this Ten Commandments law also.
But Abbott's already got legal opposition. The ACLU of Texas announcing it's filing a lawsuit. Their staff attorney is Chloe Kemp, saying the posting the Ten Commandments violates students' First Amendment rights.
It violates their rights to religious freedom when the government is forcing them to be indoctrinated with religious texts.
Republican lawmakers are hoping the current makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court will support the Texas law.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. I'm sure looking forward to hearing what this guy has to say, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll start off by quoting Warren Buffett. He said, "Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful," which means we sold off in anticipation of this happening, and so for right now, it is on the stock market a non-event. we're seeing very little movement. In fact, crude prices, West Texas Intermediate, which was slightly higher a few minutes ago, is now unchanged at $73.84. And Brent crude is up, but only 38 cents higher. And you look at the stock markets, we're mixed. The Dow Industrials average would be down 42 points if we open right now. The NASDAQ would be up 3 points. The S&P average also virtually unchanged for the day. Even gold is calm, down $7.60, 33.78. 10-year rates down a little bit, 4.35%. I think this went maybe earlier than we thought it was going to, but pretty much as expected. Now, there is this sort of uneasy calm. You wait for another shoe to drop. Will Iran retaliate? And if so, how? Well, we know their parliament voted on Sunday to close the Strait of Hormuz, which would be devastating. I mean, that's a fifth of the world's oil. Not particularly to us. The U.S., by and large, has become energy independent. But China, who's Iran's biggest oil customer and has maintained friendly relations from the Islamic Republic, they would get hurt. So will they risk that? That's one of the unknowns for us right now. But for right now, we'll call it an uneasy calm. We'll have some economic news today, which clearly will play second fiddle. Existing home sales are due out. The PMI, purchasing managers, information on manufacturing and service sector will be out. Also this week, we will hear not once but twice from the chairman of the Fed. So they'll have ample time to weigh in on the positive, on the potential inflationary aspects of this. But for right now, it is an uneasy calm. The NASDAQ looks slightly higher. The Dow looks slightly lower. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, DJ. 727 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Governor Greg Abbott says the state's Operation Lone Star has seized over $2 million worth of meth.
$2.4 million, to be precise. The governor's office releasing an update on Operation Lone Star activities, saying they have made over 533,000 illegal immigration arrests and more than 54,000 criminal arrests with more than 45,000 felony charges. Texas law enforcement has also seized over 735 million lethal doses of fentanyl. Abbott said Texas will continue working with the Trump administration as well as border czar Tom Homan to secure the border. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
City government computers in Coppell were targeted by ransomware last year, and we're learning some residents had their information compromised.
Experts determined that some personal or sensitive information may have been exposed. The city recently sent notices in the mail to people who may have been affected. The city says that data could have included social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and credit card information, although it has not found any evidence that there has been any attempted misuse of the information. Coppell is offering a year's subscription to a credit monitoring and identity theft protection service to people who were affected. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.